This is Laura Dierdal with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Luke Rackenbach, CFO for the Northern California Service Area of Providence. Luke, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Laura.
Now, I know I've got a lot to talk about, and I'm certainly excited to learn more about what you're doing at Providence and really how you're thinking about growth and development in the future. But before we dive into my questions, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, I'd love to. I've been with the organization here at Providence nearly 24 years, a variety of different roles, mostly all in the finance or revenue cycle space. But my first role, I'm always excited to share, was a patient transporter, 24 years ago, and I feel like that experience grounded me in the patient care side of the house, and just served me in every other role from accounting to financial analysis to CFO roles to revenue cycle transformation roles. So that's really been my background and experience within the organization.
Wow, that's amazing to hear. And I can imagine, having that experience, like you said, as the patient transporter certainly is unique and something that I can imagine just is in the back of your mind as you're making decisions regarding the financial state of the organization, then trickling down into patients.
Yeah, it certainly gave me an appreciation for those that we care for.
Excellent. Well, with that in mind, what are some of your top priorities right now? What's really top of mind for you?
Yeah, in my current role as the CFO for our Northern California hospitals, and maybe just to provide a little context on that service area before I hop into some of my priorities. It's the Sonoma County, it's the Napa County, and the Humboldt County, all very different, all very unique, all very special with long history and great people. All challenging to get to physically. Not too many large airports. A lot of geography to cover, and that's both challenging for recruiting, but also for some of our patients, making sure that they've got access to high quality care every day of the year in their backyard. So it's a critical market for Providence as we fulfill our mission to care for. To care for the poor and the vulnerable, and to keep communities healthy. You asked about what my priorities are. I mean, this is still healthcare, so I probably have 30 or 40 top priorities. But the top three, I think the first one is engagement. Engagement with our community, engagement with our physicians, engagement with our caregivers. Everyone at Providence is a caregiver, just to clarify. But with our community, we've got a diverse population in each of these markets, and ensuring that they've got high quality care in their backyard is critically important. Engaging them to come be part of what we're trying to do here, whether that's engaging in primary care, preventative care, and some of the other kind of proactive programs that we're doing, that's top of mind. We can't do any of this work without our physician and clinicians partners. So really engaging them and working across our medical group as well as our hospital teams to ensure that we've got great synergies and collaboration among those. And of course, our caregivers. I mentioned it's a hard place to recruit to, and we want to make sure that not only are we attracting and retaining the best talent, but that when they're here, they're happy, engaged, working at the top of their license, and really their hands care for those in the community. That's probably my first priority. My second is, we have to say, it's the investments that we're making and the reinvestments that we're making. But where healthcare has been shifting for the last 50 years from a more acute setting to a more ambulatory setting to digital. And we want to make sure that we're making the right investments so that we're skating to where the puck is, to borrow Wayne Gretzky's famous quote. So do we continue to invest in brick and mortar hospitals? Do we partner with others for ambulatory centers of certain kinds? Do we invest more in digital so that we're meeting the patient at home or wherever they're at? So building out those investment strategies, I think is critically important. We've just in the last 6 months added a chief financial officer and myself, as well as a chief executive officer to the Northern California region. And he and I are working in kind of lockstep partnership to make sure we're doing the right things to sustain the mission, to fulfill the mission. But you know, it's a big task. There's lots of challenges. The third one, and I wouldn't be a CFO if I didn't bring it up, but my third priority is the quality of our revenue. Making sure that all the great clinical work that's happening within our walls is getting reimbursed correctly. So, you know, big focus, of course, on documentation, big focus on reducing the payer friction. And of course, like I said, wouldn't be a CFO if I didn't mention the rates that we're getting from the payers. You know, we're experiencing double-digit labor inflation as an industry, and the payer rates aren't keeping up, and we need to make sure that we're balancing cost and revenues. So that's a big focus for us right now as well. I could probably talk for another 20 minutes about all the various priorities, but those are the three that came to mind.
Absolutely. I think that's really important to hear, and that I love how all three of those priorities you mentioned very much run the gamut of the larger strategy from the health system, thinking through not only, you know, how you can invest in where healthcare is growing and developing, moving from acute to ambulatory to digital, and then too, thinking about how, you know, you want to make sure that you've got the engagement side down, you're connecting with the community and really providing caregivers with what they need in order to successfully do their jobs. And finally, that quality of revenue side of things as well. You know, it seems like it should be easy, but definitely not so much easier said than done in many ways to really collect on everything that you need to have that correct documentation and to really develop that relationship with payers that you need. When you're looking up kind of that balance between, you know, obviously inflation on the cost side, looking at labor, supplies, everything else, and then looking ahead and trying to project out, you know, what you're going to need in the future, where you're going to be needing to make those investments. What are those discussions like, and how are you really thinking about the future while also understanding what you need to invest in at the moment for growth later on?
I think that's a fantastic question. It's what's on my mind often. And you know, I just mentioned that, you know, we want to make sure that the rates from payers match the cost structure, but the answer isn't just more money. The answer is to deliver healthcare at a lower price point. It's to keep our communities healthier so that they need less healthcare. That's the good answer. So if we use that as kind of our baseline good answer, and we know that we're going to continue to see patients and care move from the hospitals to the clinics to home to digital, we should be thinking really about two other things. One is moving away from our fee for service revenue and moving to more of a capitated or risk based arrangements, so that we have the right alignment to make sure that our number one focus is always taking care of patients, keeping them healthy, keeping them from needing acute care. The second thing that I said I think about as we evolve as our solution is the sort of partnership, and partnership across many different dynamics. The partnership with patients differently, partnership with other health systems, partnership with payers differently, and partnership even with our vendors differently as well. And by partnership with our patients, you know, we've put the patient in the center of healthcare, and the more of that we can do, the more that healthcare can wrap around a patient and meet them where they're at. I think that's critically important. Partnership with other health systems. You know, we often want to, I think, solve all the problems, be everything to everyone. But there might be things that other health systems do better than us. There might be things that we do better than other health systems. And I think kind of joint partnerships and exploring things that we can do together has been really interesting. We have a joint venture with a different health system down in Southern California that has been really great. It just launched last year, and it's doing what it's intended to do. Partnering with the payers is, I think, one of the most critical levers that we've got. At the end of the day, we've got a patient or a member that has a need for healthcare, and we've got the healthcare system on one end and the patient on the other, and the payer in the middle. And how we approach the commercial payers needs to better align all of the incentives so that we are keeping patients healthier and care is reimbursed appropriately. And that might mean different models. It might mean more for quality. It might mean more kind of risk-based arrangements. It might mean a variety of other things that we haven't thought of yet. We need to be open to kind of thinking through those things. And then the fourth partnership is with our vendors. I said before, we can't do everything ourselves, and sometimes we need strategic partners. In my last role, I was the transformation officer in revenue cycle, and we launched a fantastic partnership with an outsourced revenue cycle organization. And they've made a ton of investment in technology and process, and they're really going to help us get to the next level from a process standpoint. So really excited about those kinds of partnerships as well. As we evolve, as we continue to change, as we continue to keep the patient at the center, those are the things that I think about. And partnership is the word that keeps coming back to me over and over again.
I really appreciate that. And certainly, having all those different partnerships that you mentioned seems so critical, a challenge to kind of maintain and figure out how to grow and make everything work within the healthcare ecosystem. And I can imagine things are going to change as these relationships continue to deepen and evolve. Is there any other way that you're seeing Providence evolve over the next 2 to 3 years or so? Or is it really just moving towards more of these partnerships, thinking through, more outpatient, more home-based care in virtual technologies as well? Is there anything else that you wanted to add there?
We're constantly on a journey of evolution. All kinds of things are moving. We've explored, really looking at our assets that we've got deployed throughout the West. And in the last year, we've sold many buildings that were not critical to our operations. And as we really think about what is it important that we deliver, I think we're going to see kind of a deeper investment in some of those really critical areas. And maybe less in some of those areas that are less critical.
That makes sense. Thank you so much for going through that. Now, before we wrap up here, could you tell us about one change that you or your team has made that yielded great results?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been on the Northern California finance team for just over 6 months, and I've got a fantastic team of folks. I have a fantastic executive leadership team. When we came in, when I came in October, our chief exec came in just a few weeks after me, and we locked arms with the leadership at the medical group side of the house, so that the hospital and medical group could work as an integrated delivery system, ensuring that we're rowing the ship in the same direction, that we're really acting as one integrated delivery system or network, that we're focused on making decisions as a service area, making decisions as a division, making decisions as kind of one Providence, and wherever we can, making the absolute best decision for sustainability and kind of ongoing industry performance. That particular engagement and the way in which we've approached everything from, simply from a budget planning standpoint, all the way through how we think about call coverage for various specialties, has been, I was going to say, a game changer, but it's really unlocked a ton of value in the organization just by reorienting how we think about things.
Well, that's great to hear. Luke, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a fascinating discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you so much for your time. Happy to be here.